Updated GOP overcomes Democrat boycott on EPA pick read by an automated voice. By Ted Cadell. Republicans on Thursday suspended committee rules to approve Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt as EPA Administrator, sending him on to the full Senate. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee voted 11-0 for Pruitt after suspending rules requiring the presence of at least two Democrats to hold votes. The Finance Committee took a similar step Wednesday to overcome a boycott that had blocked the confirmations of President Trump's Treasury Secretary and Health and Human Services Secretary nominees. Republicans on the Environment Committee acted after Democrats boycotted a meeting Wednesday, in response to Chairman Senator John Barrasso's rejection of their request for a delay so Pruitt could answer more questions. Pruitt at his Senate confirmation hearing, copyright RTO Insider. Committee Democrats and I sent many questions and document requests to Mr. Pruitt over a month ago. We believe these inquiries and our questions for the record elicit information from the nominee that he possesses and that he should be able to provide to the committee, the ranking Democrat, Senator Thomas Carper, wrote in a letter to Barrasso. Failure on his part to do so is not only an affront, it also denies Democratic committee members, and all members of the Senate, information necessary to judge his fitness to assume the important role of leading the EPA. In the Democrats' absence Wednesday, the Republicans spent nearly an hour rebuking their colleagues. 1,200 questions. Let's be clear. Attorney General Pruitt has answered 1,200 questions. He answered over 1,000 more questions than the EPA Administrator nominees for the incoming Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations, Barrasso said. The minority may not like all of Attorney General Pruitt's answers, but he has given them answers. If a student doesn't show up, they flunk the class. If an employee doesn't show up, they get fired, said Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Failing to show up does not serve our constituents. Senator Joni Ernst said the move by Democrats has gone past vetting. There comes a point where vetting has been turned into obstruction, she said. I would ask my colleagues on the other side, what is the true purpose of their witch hunt? Senator Jerry Moran was more blunt, calling the boycott governing by tantrum. During Pruitt's six-hour confirmation hearing before the committee January 18, Democrats cited Pruitt's campaign contributions from the oil and gas industry and his 14 lawsuits against EPA as attorney general. They included challenges to the Cross-State Air Pollution Rule, or CSA, the mercury and air toxic standards, regional haze rule and emission regulations on new power plants. Pruitt did say he did not agree with President Trump's claim that climate change is a hoax, but he has led the legal fight by states against EPA's clean power plan. Deeply concerned. Carper's letter to Barrasso on Monday said he and his Democratic colleagues were deeply concerned about the answers Pruitt gave in response to the senator's written questions. Carper cited Pruitt's refusal to provide communications he had with representatives of agricultural companies regarding water quality litigation between Arkansas and Oklahoma. Pruitt said the records could be obtained under the Oklahoma Open Records Act. Mr. Pruitt provided this answer 19 times in response to questions several Democrats posed on a variety of matters. We are deeply concerned that senators are being directed by a nominee to obtain information on his record outside of the confirmation process, especially given that the Oklahoma Office of the Attorney General has a two-year backlog on such record requests, Carper wrote. Carper said Pruitt also was unable to name a single EPA regulation that he supports, responding, I have not conducted a comprehensive review of existing EPA regulations. Based on the lack of substance with respect to many of his answers, Carper said, it is unclear whether Mr. Pruitt supports any clean air or clean water federal regulations. Democrats were particularly upset that Pruitt refused during the confirmation hearing to commit to recusing himself from agency matters dealing with pending litigation he initiated, or in which he participated, as Oklahoma Attorney General. Pruitt said he would consult with EPA's Ethics Council on a case-by-case basis. Senator Jeff Merkley, one of the senators who boycotted the meeting, issued a statement explaining why. Until Scott Pruitt answers these important questions, until he clarifies his positions and tells us how he is going to resolve the many conflicts of interest his nomination poses, it would be irresponsible for the committee to vote on his nomination, Merkley said. Because only Supreme Court nominees are subject to a filibuster on the Senate floor, Democrats will not be able to block Pruitt's nomination without Republican defections. On Tuesday, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee approved Representative Ryan Zinke as Secretary of the Interior Department and former Texas Governor Rick Perry as Energy Secretary. Zinke's nomination was approved 16-6 with four Democrats joining all Republicans in support. Perry was approved 17-6. The two nominations moved to the full Senate, where they are expected to be approved.